The Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller.
Hello, I'm Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller with your Friday financial tip, something to help you stay on the path to financial success. I'm the only bankruptcy lawyer you'll ever hear with advice about how to avoid filing for bankruptcy. Something folks often ask me about is rebuilding credit after a bankruptcy. While this show is devoted to helping you avoid bankruptcy in the first place, I thought it might be helpful to consider ways to get back on board after any financial problem. I am not a credit repair specialist. These are just things I've picked up in my 30 plus years of experience. The first tip, stay employed. This means maintaining your health and staying on good terms with your employer. Not having a job doesn't make you a bad person, but it's hard to get credit if you're not working. A steady job over time makes you an attractive candidate for credit, even if you've had some bumps in the road. And never leave a job without knowing exactly how you're going to replace the income. Hopefully, with a new job you can count on. Second step, try to maintain the same residence. Again, it often happens that we have to relocate, but frequent moves do not look good to prospective creditors. A year or two at the same address shows stability and consistency in your life. Third, for every single expense that you pay each month, never be late, not even by a day. Not just credit cards and house payments, but utilities, car insurance, and medical bills. In fact, schedule 2 different days each month to pay your bills. That way you won't miss one by accident. Better yet, set up automatic payments through the bill pay feature on your bank account. Fourth, get medical insurance. The biggest reasons I see for folks falling into financial difficulty are job loss and illness. You can't do much about it if your employer closes the plant, but you can protect yourself from unexpected illness or injury. Even with Obamacare, large medical bills are still a principal reason that folks have to file for bankruptcy. Fifth, although I ordinarily recommend against any use of a credit card, it's not hard to get one with a modest balance or even a secured credit card. Once you have it, use it responsibly and make your payments religiously. On your credit record, it'll look like a regular credit card and it'll help you increase your credit score. Sixth, go today or tomorrow to your HR department and set up a voluntary wage deduction to fund a savings account with a local credit union. Not a lot, say $20 or $30 a paycheck, and use a credit union. It's a lot easier to develop a personal relationship than with a bank. And this is a special account in that you never make withdrawals short of major emergencies. If you have to save for car insurance or house taxes, have a separate savings account. The purpose of this account is to show that over time you are in control of your finances since you made a contribution on every payday, you didn't run up new debt, and you didn't withdraw any of the money. That is solid gold proof that you're serious about rebuilding your credit. Last, folks, I urge you to avoid those heavily advertised experts who would, for your hard-earned money, propose to fix your credit or eliminate your debt by mysterious means. At best, these are hucksters looking to score some easy money, yours. At worst, they can tarnish your credit for years by using unethical or even illegal methods. And remember, the only way to create a new credit record is to commit fraud. Such methods can get you in serious trouble. Stay away. Please remember that rebuilding credit will take some time, but you will succeed. So make a mini project out of it and practice all the good tips I've recommended for staying out of financial trouble. Every Friday here on Radio KRML in the 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. hours, I'll be bringing you more tips to help you avoid money problems and achieve that financial power. But if you have questions about bankruptcy in the meantime, visit my website, clarkmiller.com, where you can access my full library of back Friday financial focus shows, or call me at 424-1764. That's 424-1764. I'm hoping you don't have to come see me about a financial problem, but if you do, the first consultation is always free. This is Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller saying, go have a great day.
Listen each week for the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller, right here on KRML.